Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, June 12th, 2024. Here's a brief clip, or actually a series of short clips, from Sprague Energy's tour of Mack Point yesterday. Jim Theriault, the vice president for material handling at Sprague, led the tour. Mack Point is currently used for land-based wind power components, you know, those giant ones that go from Searsport to Aroostook County going about 10 miles an hour the whole way. There are several of those on location in Mack Point and room to maneuver with those. So you'll hear him refer to those from time to time as he's speaking, and you'll also hear him make reference to posters that had visualizations of the plans that they are proposing. I will post those on the WERU Facebook page. The wind made a lot of the audio unairable, but here are some of the points he made, starting with a reference to the giant land wind turbines that they are already dealing with there.
This project, we're able to get them all through the front gate. But so we'd have a separate entrance, separate from the marine facility for ocean wind. We'd have a dedicated 100 acres to ocean wind with its own gate. We have the rail yard. This is actually purpose-built, looking into what the water depths are, making an area for that transfer, making an area for the fit-up. This is purpose-built. It actually is built for the university's technology, which is bigger and heavier. What the state showed in their plan was steel construction, not the university's construction.
We've talked to the governor's energy office before. They've reviewed our plans, but we haven't heard back from them since that meeting. The DOT, we've had very little communication since we put out the public plan.
And the governor, they've said that they've reviewed them, but they haven't.
I think the official line has been that no final decision has been made, and they're still looking at both alternatives. We just don't know which alternative they're looking at for here.
That was Jim Theriault, spokesperson for Sprague Energy, leading a media tour of Mack Point yesterday. That last reference that he made to not knowing which report the governor's office was referring to was in reference to the Moffitt and Nichols report that came out a few years ago that estimated that about 500,000 cubic yards of dredge material would be necessary to dredge out the channels to make it so that Mack Point could be usable for the proposed wind port. However, the report that was done by the marine scientists and the folks at Mack Point reduces that by about 85%. They are unclear whether the DOT or the governor's office has considered the plans that they did in their considerations and their decision to announce that Sears Island was their preferred site. They also reported that adding to the cost was the fact that although they offered the state a 25-year lease on Mack Point to build the facility, when the state published the cost estimate for the project, they calculated a 50-year lease, which greatly increased the price. Sprague officials also pointed out that they already have rail service in use going right through their facility, whereas on Sears Island, that would need to be built. When asked if he has any theories as to why the Mills administration seems to be locked in on the Sears Island location, Jim Theriault responded, quote, "I think if you just hang yourself on the Moffitt and Nichol analysis and 500,000 cubic yards of dredging, that's reasonable, but why not look at our alternative?" End quote. He also pointed out that whether this happens at all, the wind project, depends on the outcome of the November elections and how that impacts spending on renewable energy. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.